This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington Counties. Do I still need to control weeds in my soybean field? Is it too late to apply the herbicide I have? Can I switch to another herbicide product? These are all important questions to answer. Let's talk about three important things you need to do. First, determine the soybean growth stage. Second, read the herbicide label so you know the latest in-season application allowed. And third, reduce your risk, including from crop injury, unacceptable pesticide residue, monetary fines, and herbicide carryover issues. Agronomists have developed a standard growth staging system to clearly communicate how mature a soybean plant is. Soybean height is not a good way to determine maturity or how late you can apply a given herbicide. For example, full bloom, or the R2 growth stage, is when there is a flower or bloom found on one of the top two uppermost nodes with a fully expanded leaf on 50% of the plants. If you do not have a new Nebraska Soybean and Corn Pocket Field Guide, the 2017 edition, please visit your local Nebraska Extension office to pick up a free copy. This pocket guide will help you determine your soybean growth stage. You need to read the label for each soybean herbicide you will be applying to check on what soybean growth stage it can be applied up to or what pre-harvest interval exists. For example, some of the PPO inhibitors like Cobra and Phoenix have a 45-day pre-harvest interval. However, some products like Extreme, Pursuit, and Raptor must be applied prior to flowering or the R1 growth stage. Applying after these latest growth stages, the herbicide can cause injury and yield loss to the soybean crop. If you apply herbicides in a window narrower than the pre-harvest interval allowed, the harvested crop may have unacceptable pesticide residue levels, which can cause problems in livestock and our food chain. Monetary fines for off-label applications can also occur. Lastly, late herbicide applications can increase the chance of carryover herbicide issues in winter wheat, in your cover crop, or in the next spring cash crop like alfalfa or corn. So, know your soybean growth stages, read the herbicide label, and reduce your risks. To listen to this radio message again and to get more information, visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.